Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates. The tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit irishtaxrebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before we let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, I want to give a shout out to our current show sponsors, and that is Irish Tax Rebates. Now, Irish Tax Rebates are the tax agent that you can trust. Irish owned, with over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot. Now, here's how it works. If you think you might be due some tax back, you can claim your tax back today. You visit irishtaxrebates.ie now. You fill out their simple application form. And remember, if they don't get you a rebate, they don't charge you anything. So no rebate, no fee. So what are you waiting for? Visit irishtaxrebates.ie. And their charge is very, very reasonable. They have a fee of 10% plus VAT in comparison to some tax agents that charge 30% fees, which is outrageous. There are some very questionable companies out there. So after filling in the application form online, it takes an average of 12 working days to have your rebate in your account. Jeremy, on average, how much money are people able to get?
1092 is the average amount that people who have used the services of Irish Tax Rebates have got.
So 1,092 euro.
Yeah. So to be honest with you guys, it's a no-brainer. You literally have to do no work. They will do all the work for you. And there's a fairly high chance that you will get money back. So do contact Irish Tax Rebates and they will sort it all out for you. You don't have to do any work. They do all the work for you and they just take a 10% commission off it.
So if you would like to find out more and to fill out the application form, just visit irishtaxrebates.ie and leave the rest up to them. irishtaxrebates.ie. If you have paid tax in the last 4 years, you may well be due a rebate. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Simon has been in contact with us. And here's what Simon had to say to us. If you talk about this, just use my first name or everyone will know it's me. Well, obviously, if you gave out your full name, everybody would know it's you. I'm with my missus over a year now and trust has never been an issue. But there is a trip coming up with my darts team and they're going to Newcastle for a booze weekend. And when I said it to her, she said, "I don't want you going." She thinks they're a bad influence because five or six of them are single and love pulling birds. Who uses that word in 2024? But anyway, I'm not going because it's not worth the hassle. But don't you think this is what they call coercive control? Imagine you had a fella on your show saying that he controls what his wife does. He'd be called an abuser. I'm not saying my missus is one, but her saying if I go, the relationship is over is controlling, isn't it? And that's from a guy called Simon.
I've been saying it is coercive control. And I've been saying this for years. When we put this up on our Facebook page a couple of hours ago, there was loads of women saying, "Oh, that's disgraceful, that's disgraceful." And you're all guilty of it, I hate to tell you, ladies, because I just know from... No, I'm very lucky. I'm not in one of those relationships. Although I'd love to test it now today and text her and say... Actually, I will. I will do it when I get a chance. I will text my missus and I will say to her, I'll say to her exactly because she doesn't listen to this during the day.
Are you going to say to her? I'm off to Newcastle for a piss-up weekend.
Yeah, I'm saying I'm heading over to Newcastle at the end of November. I'll say, so that gives her a bit of notice.
Yeah.
With a couple of the lads I play football with. Now, should I say at the end of it, is that okay with you? Well, yeah, no, it's respectful to say that. No, it's respectful to say that. Yeah.
No, just say that okay. Not that okay with you. Just
yeah. Is that okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So that's what I will do, and I will find out what the message back will be.
And what are you anticipating?
I think.
What are you anticipating the message back will be?
I know. I think it'll be fine. Yeah. It's never been an issue before, and I've been away. I don't think it's, I don't know why women, and I think it's more so women than men, and they don't do it.
I don't know about that. But go on.
They don't do it in a way that's aggressive. They'll say stuff like, "Oh well, if you go away for that weekend, don't be expect me to be here when you get back." Or I've been out on nights out with lads, yeah,
mm-hmm.
where they have been told what time to be home at, like fucking children. Been told at time, you better be home by 12 o'clock tonight. And it could be because...
Okay, like, it hasn't a lot of this to do with men. Let's be honest, Jeremy. No, men behave badly.
No, this isn't about...
Men behave badly.
No, I don't want to even mention the C word in this topic. Because
what's the C word?
Cheating. Because
no, but I'm not talking... I'm not even talking about cheating. I'm talking about men behaving badly when they're in groups. You've seen it yourself. They're pathetic the way they carry on when they're in groups. Absolutely pathetic.
So are women.
No, not as bad. They're not as bad. I work out at night regularly, and I see men, when they're in a group of just men, they behave like absolute morons. Morons. Women don't. Women get giddy and everything else, but they don't behave like morons. Men do. And... who wants their fella to be hanging around with a group of men behaving like morons? You've seen it yourself. You know what I'm talking about. Groups of lads together. They start acting like they're teenagers again. Carry it on. Beavis and Butthead shit. You've seen it yourself. So the question is... is this woman guilty of coercive control for saying, I'd prefer if you didn't go on a lads' weekend to Newcastle?
That is an abusive relationship that he's in. He's in an abusive relationship. He doesn't, like most people who are in abusive relationships.
Aren't all relationships kind of about give and take, really? Aren't they? Yeah?
No.
So she's saying, I prefer if you didn't go with a group of lads. Five or six of them are single. They're on the pull in Newcastle. And he's going to just stand there and go, okay, lads, I'll just sit here and watch. No.
I've always said this about people who don't trust cheaters and stuff like that. You don't need to go to, now I believe, I've never been to Newcastle.
That's mad.
My wife studied there for a year. She was in college there. And she said it's
mental.
Yeah,
it's Temple Bar on steroids.
Yeah, but the thing is, you don't need to go to Newcastle to cheat. If you're
that's not the point. The point I'm trying to make is men in a group. When men are in a group together, they just behave like absolute spanners. They really do. And don't tell me you haven't noticed this yourself. You have. If there's even one woman in their company, they suddenly behave themselves. When it's only a group of men, they act like lemons. They really do. I'm trying to think of any other adjective to describe the way men behave. And the best way to describe it is men behave badly when they're in a group. They do. And especially when they're away in somewhere like Newcastle.
I'd say you're not allowed to go away.
You'd say I'm not allowed to go away.
I don't think you'd be allowed to go away.
I have been away.
No, you haven't.
I go away regularly to Dusseldorf every year for a carnival weekend. So that's not an issue. The fact of the matter
is... For a lad's trip.
Yeah, for a lad's trip, yeah. All lads over there. But...
And Cara says, Cara, you've been invited onto the show. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this, because you're after saying something that annoys me. She said, most men cheat. Cara, that's actually factually incorrect. And if you look up the stats on this, I love the way women throw out bullshit things just to justify their existence. most men cheat is actually wrong. Any statistics you look up, Cara, will tell you that women are more likely to cheat.
Really?
Yeah, and women are more likely to get away with it, because women are better liars than men. So women cheat more than men. Thank you very much.
Okay, so the question we're asking is, and the question Simon is asking is it coercive control for a partner to say to his or to her boyfriend or whatever, I'd prefer if you didn't go away with a group of lads to Newcastle on the piss. It doesn't sit well with me. Is that coercive control?
Like, look at this message. Now, we'll try and get this person on, yeah? I didn't have a stag night to protect... Or sorry, I didn't have a stag night because it would go against my wife-to-be's wishes.
Interesting. So, didn't have a stag? Who doesn't have a stag?
I didn't have a stag either.
Oh, jeez, did you not?
No, I didn't have a stag.
Why?
But would you respect him now? He didn't want to go against her wishes, so he didn't have a stag night. I know women, by the way, every single woman who has been in a situation where you're marrying a man, not one of you is happy about him going on a stag night. No bride-to-be wants their fella going on a stag night. That's a fact.
Why? So because of exactly what I said a moment ago. Men behaving badly. Men behave like absolute saps.
You can all say the opposite because it makes you sound cool. No woman wants to be sound like a control freak. But deep down, the night that he was on a stag night, you weren't happy.
085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. If you'd like to get involved in this, you can send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note to that number, like Jonathan just did.
Good afternoon, lads. How are you getting on today regarding the topic in hand? No, I'd be going to Newcastle. Yeah, you advise it as you're going, but you don't ask for permission. Poor issue. If there's trust issues, then your relationship's fucked to begin with. It's a non-starter. Now, I'd be heading to Newcastle if I was going. If it was arranged, I would be going. Simple as that. Cheers. Cheers, boys.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion matters.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Angela, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Angela?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Angela. What did you want to say on this?
I think you should get out of that relationship. It's absolutely ridiculous, you know. Whenever I was going out with someone, or even when I was married, it was never a can I go, you know. It's like, yeah, the lads are going off there, yeah, off with you, no problem, you know. I don't understand the whole stigma around it, that, oh, the, you know, men going off are just going to cheese and going to, if you think that what are you going to do? Never let him out on his own again. Never. Like, and this whole thing where, oh, I let my fella go, I let my, no, you don't let them go. They just go.
Okay, but this lady has said to her fella, look, I'd prefer if you didn't go. And he's basically saying he's not going to go because it's not worth the hassle. She says that the group of lads that he's going away with are a bad influence. Five or six of them are single and love pulling birds. I mean, yeah. Who wants their fella hanging around with a group of lads that are out on the pole?
Would you let them go out and pull the birds? He's not going pulling a bird. He's got one at home. And if he does go out and pull a bird, well, he was going to do it anyway. You know, so what? You think that, you see, this is what's so frustrating. That women, a lot of women think that, oh, yeah, I won't let my fella go out because he won't cheat on me. You know, no, it's that he can't. Like, get it out of your head. You don't own them. Even when you're married, you don't own them. Just sit down and say, yeah, going off with the lads, going out for a night with the lads, going away for a weekend with the lads. Yeah, off you go. Have a great time. That's the way I look at it. Come home.
But you know, and I know, Angela, that not everybody is like you. Not every woman or man, for that matter, is like you and isn't happy when their partner either goes on a weekend away with a group of men or women. They're not happy, and they sometimes say it.
That's a trust thing. That's a total trust thing. And if you've no trust in a marriage or in a relationship, there's no relationship or marriage there. It's done. It's doomed. You know, because a marriage, yes, is for life. But that doesn't mean that you have to spend every waking hour with them and every time you're not at work.
But here's the thing, Angela. Both sexes are equally as guilty of this. How many times over the last couple of years have we had men on the show going on about, oh, I told her not to dress a certain way, or... I know a friend of mine who's in a relationship with a girl, and he trusts her to bits, but all her friends are single. Like in this situation, all her friends are single and they're very flirty girls. And he hates, yeah, he hates when she's out on a night out with those girls. We all have that one person who's friends with our partner and we don't like them being around them. Would you not all agree? We all have that.
No, I don't, because let's say when I was married, my husband played rugby with rugby teams. He'd have gone out with, and most of them actually were single. I didn't care.
But did he not, and correct me if I'm wrong here, Angela, did you not tell us before that he cheated on you?
Oh, he fucking did, but he didn't have to go outside to do that. He shagged someone from work. So what am I meant to do? Stop and go to work as well?
Yeah, okay. No, it's a fair point. That's a fair point. But the bottom line is, as Jeremy said, and he's probably right to say this, there is somebody in the circle of friends that your partner, your boyfriend, your husband, your wife has that you don't like them being with because you see them as being a negative or a bad influence.
Okay, but listen, if your husband or your wife does have someone who is single that wants to go out and ride all around them, what are you saying that you don't trust your partner not to do that?
Okay, so as far as you're concerned, then, as far as you're concerned, this fella is in a coercively controlled relationship. He should get out of there.
Extremely. Extremely. Did he say something like, she said if he goes, it's over?
No, he says that in the last paragraph of his message. He said, I'm not saying my missus is one, but her saying, if I go, the relationship is over, is controlling, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So she obviously said that. So turn around and say, right, love, I'm off. If you change the lock when I come home, grand, that's your choice. I'm not going to be controlled.
Okay, so he should go and call her bluff.
God, it's not even go and call her bluff. Go, I'd get rid of her anyway.
Okay, but stay there. I've been asked to play this message for you, Angela. This is Darren.
Oh, here we go again. Angela is letting the whole world know for the 50th time that her husband cheated. Build a bridge.
Well, no, I put that to her now, in fairness, Darren. I was the one that actually raised that issue.
Darren, I didn't mention that. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I did. I'm the one, Darren, who brought it up.
Yeah.
Okay, stay there for a second, Angela. Angela says, dump her. If your partner says she'd prefer if you didn't go somewhere, or if he says he'd prefer if you didn't go somewhere with a group of lads or ladies, it's time to dump him, dump her, get out of there, run for the hills. Heather, you're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Heather.
Hi.
Well, Heather, run for the hills if your partner expresses
an opinion.
An opinion, yes, basically, yeah.
No, like, you don't have to run for the hills. Go for the weekend and just kind of take it. Well, I don't know if it's only one time he does it, or if she gets annoyed at him just one time, like, just go anyway. See what the outcome is then. Like, if she's still annoyed at you, or is like, did you have a nice time? And then hope that she doesn't do it again. Give her a chance.
But Heather, you're not going to enjoy yourself away on a lads' weekend knowing that there's a hot potato waiting for you when you get home. Nobody wants knowing that she's going to be standing at the door with a goo on her or whatever, and that it's just, you know, sometimes in life, Heather, it's not worth the hassle. It's not worth the hassle.
Yeah, but like, if it was me and I was in his position, like, I would go, but I would text her when I was there. Like, I'd just message her every so often and just be like, hey, I'm sorry about how I left, but hope you're still there when I get back. Hope you trust me, or I don't know. Just kind of, I don't know. It's not just natural to kind of not expect something bad when you come back, but kind of, I don't know, expect just kind of, well, that's just what it is.
Okay, so he's planning to go on a booze weekend to Newcastle with the darts team. He said it to her, and she said, I don't want you going. She thinks they're a bad influence because five or six of them are single and love pulling birds.
What's the team? What team is he on?
He's on a darts team.
Oh, I don't know.
But there's a group of lads, they're going on the piss, and basically what she's saying is she thinks five or six of the lads are a bad influence on him.
Well, that's not her problem, like, that's his problem, like, you know, she doesn't have to go and hang around with them, he's not asking her to go.
Okay, stay there for one second, because in just a second I'm going to be talking to a guy who sent this message in a while ago. It says, I didn't have a stag night because I knew it would go against her wishes. It didn't bother me. I'm going to be talking to Killian in just a second. Before that, though, this is Sean.
Hi, lads. Just want to add my 2 cents worth, I suppose. I have to say that it is a bit controlling. I remember even back exactly what day it was, back in the beginning of June, it was the 2nd of June, got a text from the girlfriend. She said her friend, who's Polish from work, she's going to go to Poland for 2 weeks with her husband. And I was wondering where I could go. I said, yeah, fine, give a shit. My only concern is our dogs, because, you know, they don't spend that long alone while I'd be in work. I just bring them into work with me. So, yeah, fucking go ahead. Like, as long as it's safe, because it's quite close to the whole Ukrainian situation. But no, that's fine. Like, and in the end, she didn't end up going. Why? but it wasn't because I didn't let her. Yeah, you just need my permission, not her fucking dialect.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Now, a moment ago, I read out Killian's message and it said, I didn't have a stag night because I knew it would go against her wishes. It didn't bother me. Killian, it would go against her wishes.
Yeah, Adrian. It definitely would go against her wishes now. And I think you have to be respectful. And I kind of agree with you as well, because lads are a different breed. I mean, my mates in particular, they're a different breed when they're away.
In what way? Explain to me.
I mean, she saw a message on my phone from my best man, where they were planning a trip to Amsterdam. And she said it to me, and I thought, well, yeah, that's fair enough, because I could only imagine what they had planned in Amsterdam. You know yourself, it's kind of got a notorious reputation. So I agree with her, and I'm fine with that. I'm totally fine with that, because I could just go and have a few pints with the lads of a night, and that'd be fine with me for a few nights with my friends and a few pints with the lads, and that'll do.
Tell me about the stag then. My understanding is that your best man had planned a stag and you ended up cancelling it. Explain that to me.
Well, he'd sent a message to my phone and she saw my phone and he was saying, look, we're going to book Amsterdam for the stag. And she called me in and said, look, what's this about Amsterdam? And I didn't know what she talked about because I hadn't seen the message at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I rang him and said, listen, what's going on? He said, oh, we're just trying to organise your stag. A whole bunch of us going over to Amsterdam. And I just said, no, I wouldn't be comfortable with that because I know she wouldn't be happy with it. So
Would she not be happy with it?
Look, you said it earlier on, Adrian, that in Amsterdam and the lads, like they'd be sculling pints, and I assume there'd be kind of lap dancing bars and all of that stuff going on. They were talking about some place called a banana bar, and I can only imagine what goes on in there. And I couldn't be doing that.
Why would you not like to?
No, like you have to respect them, Adrian, you know what I mean? It's so I'm happy enough now. She suggested, why don't you just go for a few pints? And I wouldn't mind that at all.
So is that all you did for your stag? Went for a few pints?
Yeah.
By the way, sorry for cutting across you there, Killian. By the way, I didn't have a stag night. A stag night is not the be all and end all.
I'm
defending you, by the way, Killian. There, and maybe for a pisshead like Adrian, a stag weekend is the only thing that you get.
I didn't go on a stag weekend myself.
Well, a stag night, whatever, piss up. Not everybody wants to get pissed. So what Killian did is actually
no. Killian did it because he was told.
No, Killian is a very rare man in that he knows how to keep a woman happy, and he actually kept her happy by not going against her wishes.
So she cracked a whip and he jumped and said, how high?
I don't know.
Listen to yourself here. Killian, I have to ask you, would you have liked to go with the lads to Amsterdam for your stag? Would you have liked that?
I suppose it'd be a bit of crack, all right, but knowing my mates, they would have got me in a lot of trouble.
It's very hard to get into trouble in Amsterdam.
Well, I wouldn't get into trouble myself, Adrian, but like I'd say they would. Like she doesn't like a lot of my friends, you know, so I don't really get to see them. So when she said, like, go and have a few pints with them instead, I thought, grand, I'll do that. And she threw me a couple of £100 from the budget and said, here, go and have a good night, keep in touch. So I kept in touch with her for the night and she was happy.
Oh, there's a load of red flags. Red flags are popping up everywhere here as I'm talking to you, Killian.
I haven't heard one red flag.
Okay, the first red flag is that she saw the message on his phone before he did. Red flag number one.
Well, no, sorry, that can be just a...
No. She saw the message on the phone before he did.
Ask him, how did that happen?
And then when he eventually
answered the question, how did she see the message before you, Killian?
Well, I don't know. It was charging on the sofa and she called me in and said it to me, like, and that was it.
She called you in and questioned the message that had just come up on your phone. Okay, right, we'll live with that. But then the other red flag is, when you did have your stag night, which was just a night on the piss in town or whatever it was, you had to keep in touch with her all night.
Well, I've always done that. If I didn't ring her, like, she'd be texting me wondering I was having a good night and what time am I back at and all, and like, you know, just you kind of have to keep
while you were out on your stag night, she was keeping tabs on you.
I wouldn't call it keeping tabs. So it's, you know, she's just looking after me and minding me, and like, she even gave me the few bob and honestly, I don't know what the red flag is, Adrian, to be honest. Everything was grand. I ring her like every so often and just to let her know how it's going and stuff, you know. But no, it was grand. It was nice to see the lads.
And as a matter of interest then, Mark wants to know, did she have a hen night?
Yeah.
What does her hen night consist of?
She went away for a couple of days. I think they went to Galway. They went to Air Square in Galway for a few nights for her and the girls.
Okay.
Did
you keep tabs on her while she was in Galway?
Well, no, I just let her out. She told me, like, just she'd see me on the Monday. They went off on the Friday, and she'd look, I'll talk to you on Monday, and, you know, I left them be.
That's fine, yeah, that's fine. But when you were out for your one night in Dublin, you were on the phone to her every 20 minutes.
Well, that's been the way for years. Like, I mean, it's just a respectful thing. Like, I love her and I respect her. I respect her wishes, and I understand that if she didn't want me going to Amsterdam, and that was fair enough. And I was happy enough out with the lads having a few pints in Dublin, and that was it.
Killian, I think, and the usual, the trolls are out. None of them have the balls to actually talk to you. I don't think you did anything wrong. I don't understand. I don't understand women. Hang on. I thought women wanted. They're all turning against me. I thought women wanted a man like that. At the end of the day,
what, a man who rolls over and plays dead?
No, at the end of the day, Killian, did you enjoy your stag night that you had? Your stag night out?
No, I don't get out like to see them at all.
So,
really?
No, but did you enjoy? No, yes or no? Did you enjoy your stag night out?
Yeah,
there you go. Yeah, he loved it.
Sure, he had no choice.
No, he enjoyed
it. He enjoyed what he had, but he could have had more.
No, he didn't want more. Where are you?
He did want more. No, he's already, after saying, oh, yeah, a weekend in Amsterdam would have been nice.
Were you happy with your stag night, Killian? Yes or no?
Yeah.
There you go. Thank you.
He's only saying that because he has to say it.
No, he doesn't have to say it.
Heather, what do you make of what you're hearing here?
It's funny, but it's not funny.
I mean, that is the thing, Killian. It's funny, but it's not funny.
Why, what's funny about it?
I feel kind of sorry for you. Just a little bit sorry for you. I feel like you're with your mom, not your girlfriend.
That's very condescending, Heather, to him.
And I don't see where the problem is. I respect her, and she didn't like the idea of Amsterdam. And she, like, when it comes to my friends, she's probably not wrong. I'd say Amsterdam would have been, you know.
It's also like you have free will. Like, you made a choice not to go. You made it, like, you say that you made it for her, but really, like, you obviously don't trust yourself to go to Amsterdam then.
Actually, that's a good question. That's a good question. Did you not trust yourself to go to Amsterdam?
No. She'll never have to worry about me, Adrian. I would never, ever, ever, ever cheat on her in any way. But I understand.
So, if you wanted to go to Amsterdam, like, tomorrow, like, if you wanted to, and she said no, like, would you not be like, because you regret it now, would you not say?
I respect her wishes.
But it does sound to me, Killian, that you would have liked to go to Amsterdam just for the hell of it, the last hurrah before the wedding. It sounds to me like you would have liked it.
I'm sure it would have been fun, Adrian, but you have to, in a relationship, you have to respect the person you love, and I respect her a lot. She threw me a couple hundred quid from the budget for the night out in Dublin.
Isn't she so good?
Adrian, that's a wedding. He's talking about a wedding.
Jeremy, listen to what he just said.
No, he's talking
about... She threw me a few quid out of our budget.
Sorry, are you
our budget.
I assume, Killian, it was the wedding budget, was it?
Well, we have our, like, I get paid, and like I'll give the money over. She like controls the finances in the house and all. So if ever there's anything I need, I'll just say to her, look, I need money for this, that, or the other. I would be great with money, but she'd throw me a few quid if ever I needed it, and she gave that money to me then for my stag night with the boys, which was great.
What would you say, Killian, to this message that came in a minute ago? This guy sounds... Jeremy, shut up for a second.
You're reading out... you're reading out messages from trolls that don't have the balls. Let them ask them the question. Why are you doing the dirty work?
I'm asking...
Having to go,
this is actually nice. This says, this guy sounds like a really nice fella who is being taken advantage of. What would you say to that, Killian?
How am I being taken advantage of?
Because you're a nice fella. Because you're a nice fella. And you let her walk all over you.
I don't see how she's walking all over me. I don't understand.
Because she didn't want you to have a stag weekend in Amsterdam, so you didn't. Yet she was able to go off to Galway for 3 days with all her girls, and you didn't bat an eyelid and didn't even contact her.
There's a bit of a difference between Amsterdam and Galway.
What's the difference? You said earlier on you only have to go into town to cheat.
No, I'm talking about money wise and stuff like
that. It's not that much. It's actually probably cheaper to go to Amsterdam.
If they're saving up for, I assume you're married now at this stage, are you?
We're getting married in March.
Your stag's early enough then, didn't you?
Yeah, well, we had to, like, just to keep the price down for her more so than me, because like mine was just in the pub, but the prices go up obviously certain times of the year.
Killian, I actually think that you are a decent bloke.
I didn't say he wasn't a decent bloke.
You're all taking the piss out of him.
No, people are feeling sorry for him.
Why are people feeling sorry for me? Like, I'm just being respectful.
That's so condescending.
It's not. It's like, this guy is a nice fellow who's been walked all over. Killian, let me put it to you this way. If this shoe was on the other foot and you were a woman and you were telling the story of how your fella didn't want you to go on a hen's weekend, yet he was able to go on his one, there would be uproar.
I don't know. I don't see where the issue is. If you want to stay in a happy relationship, then you have to kind of navigate that world as well, you know? So, I mean, she wouldn't have been comfortable with me going over to Amsterdam with the boys, then I'll have to just not go. And that's what happened. And I was happy out in the pub with the lads. Now, they weren't happy. Don't get me wrong. They were
human. They wanted a weekend in Amsterdam with their buddy.
Yeah, like they gave me a bit of grief, and they called me whipped and all. But Killian,
I got the same when I didn't have a stag night as well, because it wasn't my scene, and I got the same from my mates. Can I explain something to you?
Killian did. He just had it in town he was allowed.
I'm going to explain something to all of you. Is your wedding, your stag night, it's not about pleasing other people. Everybody's always out to please other people. Our wedding was exactly the way we wanted it, okay?
Yeah, and so it should be, yeah.
Our stag and hen night, we had a joint stag and hen night together.
Oh.
Yeah, because that's what...
Oh, God, that's really whipped stuff.
It wasn't whipped, because that's what...
You're even more whipped than Killian.
No, it's because it's what we wanted. It's what we wanted.
A joint hen and stag.
Unlike you,
Adrian. Who does that?
Unlike you, Adrian, I don't set out to please other people.
But who actually does that? You're even more whipped than Killian.
It's called a shags. It's actually very, very common.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I don't know anyone who's ever had one except you.
I'd say the night you had your stag night, there was a GPS tracker on your phone.
No, there wasn't, you fool. At least I had one. At least I was allowed to have one.
Where are you, though?
A shags.
Do we not know someone that...
You've really gone down in my estimation.
Do we not know someone that only had a stag night in a town in Ireland that didn't have a lap dancing club?
That's correct. Yes.
We know a woman who said to her partner...
But at least he had one.
Yeah, but it was...
He had one. You didn't.
Well, Adrian, as you said earlier on, fellas can be very different when they're away on a holiday.
No, I agree. And I did say that. Men, when they're in a group together, behave like absolute spanners. They really do.
I didn't want to be part of that, because I would have gotten serious trouble then, you know, if there was any messing going on. So I was very happy to just have a nice, quiet few pints with them, because I can only imagine what was being planned in Amsterdam. So I get where she's coming from.
from when it comes to doing stuff like that. Because
Do me a favour and stay with me for a second. It's bizarre, actually. The amount of people who don't believe that this guy is for real because they don't believe that somebody would be that whipped is unbelievable.
Sorry, I've told the story. I want to tell a story before the break. If you don't believe that there are relationships like this all over the place, I was in it was actually Marks and Spencer's in Dundrum about 2 years ago. I told the story before, and I was standing behind a fella who was at the till, and he was buying himself a couple of shirts, I think it was, yeah? And he was buying himself a couple of shirts, and the woman behind the counter, as God is my witness, the woman behind the counter said to him, there's lovely jackets over in the other aisle that would go lovely. She was just being helpful. There's lovely jackets over there if you want me to grab you one that would go lovely with this shirt. And you know what he said to her?
Go on.
He says, okay, I like that idea. I just want to ring my wife and see if that's okay that I can buy a jacket as well. So it happens. You couldn't go out and buy a new car without texting her indoors.
I did only 5 months ago. 3 months ago. I did. I rang her and said, I've just got a new car.
No,
that's the truth. God.
Bollocks.
It's not bollocks. I have a new car. I'm after getting it.
No, don't believe it.
And she loved it then when I arrived home.
There's no relationship where someone goes out and makes a big purchase without clearing.
But I did.
I did. You bought that car in the Never Never.
Who doesn't buy cars on the Never Never?
You only own the mirror off that car.
Who doesn't buy cars
you
that
own
way?
The mirror.
Emma has been in touch.
Jeremy, you always give out about Trevor saying that his girlfriend or his wife, whatever it is, can't do this, can't do that. I have to show him out this photo on here. I have to do all this. Just because now the woman is controlling the man, it's okay. Sorry, Killian, you're in a full on domestic abusive mentally relationship. Like, by the sounds of it, you can't go to the toilet without permission, and she has control of your finances, and she gives you money when you want something. Sorry, no, run for the fucking hills before that wedding in March. Jesus, that's just unbelievable. If it was the other way around and if it was a man doing this to a woman, Jeremy, you'd be all on your fucking high horse.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Just referring back to Emma's message a moment ago, and she's dead right in what she said.
Bear with me for a sec there. Hang on.
What's wrong?
Just climbing down off my high horse.
Yeah, down off your high horse. Good man. Emma's message, where she basically said, if this was the other way around, and I said this already, if this was the other way around, if this was a man telling a woman she couldn't go on her hen's night to Amsterdam or Malaga or wherever you like, he would be guilty of coercive control. When it's a woman telling a man, it's like, oh yeah, this is perfectly normal. You think this is perfectly normal.
Killian, let me ask you a question. I want the honest answer. Do you feel you are being controlled in the relationship?
No, not at all. I think when it comes to like holidays, the lads maybe can be trusted less than the girls. I think the girls would be good, you know. And now my wife, like with my soon-to-be wife, boy, I didn't hear much about Galway, but I know she had a great time. And I had a good time at my stag night with the lads, but yeah, I understand that her Amsterdam issue, and I was fine with that. I don't understand how people think I'm being controlled or anything. I'm in a loving relationship. I love her loads, and I can't.
But what about the argument that if this were the other way around, if this was you telling her she couldn't go to Amsterdam, you'd be called a control freak, you'd be guilty of coercive control. People would literally lose their shit over that. But when it's the other way around, it seems to be perfectly okay.
I would never tell her what to do, Adrian. But I understand when it came to the stag and the lads how she felt. So, out of respect and love for her, I decided, yeah, a quiet night with the lads, as she suggested, will be fine with me. And it was a good night in the end.
He's happy. He was happy.
There's no choice but to be happy.
No.
He knows no different.
No, if he said that the stag night was shite, he would tell us. I assume you would tell us, kid. By the way, the stag night he had was the exact same as the stag night you had. So was your shite. Why weren't you allowed to go to Newcastle?
I didn't want to.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's the truth.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
That is the truth.
Yeah. Tell it to the judge.
Fuck off, you
No, you didn't. You didn't want to go to Newcastle.
I didn't want to go to Newcastle.
Of course,
I just didn't. Yep. So, let me bring in. Where
Becca,
am I going now?
Becca,
you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Becca?
Hi guys, how are you?
Good, thanks, Becca. Is it okay to say to your partner, "I'd prefer if you didn't go here," or "I'd prefer if you didn't go there"?
You can have an opinion on it, but to downright say, "Don't go somewhere," and you're not allowed to go anywhere, and I'm going to go to Galway, but you're not. You have to have a quiet night down the pub. It's a major red flag in my eyes. That's a major red flag. If my partner turned around to me and told me, "Oh, hold on here, love. I'm going to go on a weekend away down the country, but you're only allowed to go down the local pub." Sorry, no. And Jeremy, Emma is right, or Emma, whoever sent that one a message, you'd be on your high hobby horse if this was the other way around.
You would. Absolutely would.
You've often done it. You've done it to Trevor. You've done it to a few people on this podcast before. You get on your high hobby horse when it's a man doing it to a woman.
Jeremy. Killian hasn't once said she tells me what to wear. He hasn't said once she tells me what time to be home
at. We haven't asked him any of those questions.
She
controls the money. She controls where he, like, what he could do for his taxes and stuff.
No, that's not what he said. What he said was, and it'd be the same situation in our house. Now, my wife doesn't control the money, neither of us do. But there's always one person in a relationship who is better with money. Would you agree with that, Adrian? That's all he said. Stop looking for red flags when there's no red flags. All he said was he is not good with handling money. There are some people who are brutal with money, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
If you gave me a suitcase of money tomorrow, it'd be gone on Lego sets, okay? So, like, well, hang on. But there's the thing. My wife has told me that I'm not allowed to buy any more Lego sets. Is she coercive controller?
No, because it's a stupid thing to be wasting money on.
No. She has told me I don't want...
This is completely different.
No,
you're making a comparison with Lego sets.
No, it's not. It's all control.
And going for your stag weekend.
It's all control.
And going for your stag weekend, your hen weekend. You are making a stupid comparison.
It is a ridiculous comparison.
No, it's not. It's all
and this is coming from a guy who didn't have who had a stag and hen together. Seriously.
That's what I wanted, lads. That's what I wanted. We both wanted it. I wouldn't... Sorry, Adrian, you know me long enough now to know I wouldn't go behind something or go behind something that I didn't want.
You had no choice.
Yes, I did have a choice. I said, when we were sitting down to plan our wedding, I said, "You having a hens?" And she said, "You having a stags?" And I said, "To be honest with you, it wouldn't bother me. I don't like stag nights. I've been on stag nights and I don't actually like stag nights. They're pathetic." And she doesn't like hens.
Well, Jeremy, she had a turn around to you and said, you say you have planned to go on a weekend away down the country, just hypothetically, and she had a turn around to you and said, "You're not going, you're not allowed. What have you done?"
Sorry, I've been on 3 weekends away without her in the last year and a half, so... There's no issue.
Well, there you go. It sounds like Killian wouldn't be allowed. That's the way it's coming across.
And Killian, that is the way it's coming across. Okay, let's forget the stag weekend, you didn't go to Amsterdam on. Let's forget about that for a second and talk about you announce to your, let's say in a year's time when you're married, you tell your wife, "Listen, myself and all the lads are going to, I don't know, Derry. Or London, or whatever, for a long weekend. Just a gang of us lads." What's she going to say?
Well, I would assume, Adrian, that she doesn't like my friends. That's why I don't see them that often. The last time I saw them was on the stag night.
Killian, you're missing the point. You're completely missing the point. You might like your friends, but they're your friends. And all you've asked, "Can I go weekend away with my friends?" And you're saying, "No, but you're making excuses for it now. I'm not allowed to go. She doesn't like my friends. This, that, and everything else." You're missing the point.
I would talk to them some nights, like when I get to go online, we've been gaming like for years, and I get to go on for an hour of an evening and have a chat to them. Like, so I do talk to them, but I don't get out that often, and I wouldn't want to ask you,
Killian, why do you not see your friends that much?
She'd say to me, like, I spend time with her a lot, you know? So, I mean, I'd rather sit in with her of an evening. Look, I talk to the lads, like, every second night when we're playing, like, Call of Duty.
Your relationship with your mates has now come down to the chat you have when you're playing a game online.
Adrian, can I say something?
You can, Becca, yeah.
This sounds like me and my son. You're only allowed to talk to your mates an hour during the day. You're not allowed to go out to some. I don't like some of your friends. That's what this sounds like.
Well, it would have to be like an occasion. So, I mean, that's what the stag was all about.
If I turn around to my partner tomorrow and there is a handful of his friends, I cannot stand, and they know that. And I turned around to him tomorrow and said, "Sorry, pal, you're not allowed to go," because he goes for a pint every Friday with his mates, and he does that every single Friday. And I turned around and told him to stop. I know I'd be laughed at. I'd be told, sorry, they're my friends before I met you. And he'd laugh at me.
Well, then he's not being very respectful to you, is he?
But my point of this is he did this before he met me on a Friday night. Him and his friends, every single Friday night they went before they met me, and they go for a pint after work, the whole lot of them, and there's a handful of them I don't like, but I'd never turn around to him and say, sorry, you're not allowed to go, you have to sit in with me.
Can I read a message to you, Killian, that just came in from Melissa, and it says, God love him. My God, this man doesn't understand how wrong this is. He is so deluded. What would you say to that?
I don't know where this red flag delusion is. I don't understand.
Let me ask you a question, Killian, and I want the honest answers to this. Are you happy?
Yeah, I love her.
There you go.
I love her loads.
And that's lovely to hear.
I wouldn't get married if I didn't love her.
And as well, something I'm only after thinking of now, Killian, if Killian, people are claiming, casting aspersions on the man's relationship and all that, how dare you, claiming that Killian is afraid of his partner. I'm not even going to ask you that question, Killian. But if Killian was afraid of his partner, do you think he'd be ringing one of Ireland's biggest, most listened to podcasts to talk about it, if he was afraid?
No.
Do you think? No, answer the question.
Sorry, this conversation obviously triggered Killian because it meant something to him because he is that soldier.
But if he was afraid...
He was triggered by this conversation. Yes.
If he was afraid of his wife-to-be, like a lot of people are claiming, yeah? Do you honestly think he would ring a podcast that has such a high listenership to highlight the way his wife treats?
Well, as a matter of interest, Killian, why did you decide to ring in? You sent us a message in first and then decided you would take our call. Why did you decide to contact us?
The guys in the Newcastle story, and I understood what you were saying, Adrian, about the fellas and the fact that when they're away on a holiday, they can be a little bit different. And I could understand that from a woman's point of view, because a standing dick has no conscience, especially when it comes to my mates. So I could understand where she was coming from.
But it shouldn't really matter what your mates do, as long as you're a good boy.
I suppose if all of her friends were that way inclined, then maybe I wouldn't be wanting her to go away. But I know her friends, and they seem grand. So I got a night in Dublin with them, and everything was fine, and I was happy out with that.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion matters.
Mary, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Mary?
Good, on, thanks, Adrian. I'm literally shaking. That man needs a head wobble. He needs a good shake. That girl is a narcissist, a control freak. He's terrified of her. That's why he came on. He's looking for reassurance. He's telling the whole world. He's terrified of her. He's terrified of that woman. He married that girl and his life is done. He needs to run for the fucking hills. God forgive me for my language. I mean...
Killian, are you still there?
Yeah, still here.
I have to say, we're getting a lot of calls like Mary here saying you need to give your head a wobble.
I don't understand. I mean, I'm happy. I love her.
Killian, you sound bloody miserable. You're getting married. You're not allowed out. You're not allowed to have friends. You're not allowed to go on a fair. What are you actually allowed to do?
I'm my own man.
Killian, you're not a man. I hate to say it, but you're not. I actually feel very sorry for you. And I feel there's hundreds of people out there.
No, hang on a second. I have to stop him now. How dare you say that he's not a man, Mary? In the same way that if you were on saying the exact same thing and you were claiming to be a victim of domestic... If you were claiming to be a victim of domestic abuse, would someone... And someone said to you, you're not a real woman.
Are you saying that Killian is claiming to be a victim of abuse?
What I'm saying is Mary thinks he is, and she's saying you're not a man because you're allowing a woman to...
That is actually... Domestic abuse, that's cause control.
So is a woman who is a victim of domestic abuse not a real woman for allowing a man to bully her?
I'm sorry, I'm triggered over that. In fairness,
she didn't ring up to talk to you. Your opinion doesn't matter.
She rang to speak to Killian.
Sorry, Mary, what do you want to say then to Killian?
I just want to say, look, son, I feel so sorry for you. You sound like a very genuine, nice person. You also sound like a two-year-old boy asking his mommy, can he go out to play? You need to put your foot down big time.
Oh, I don't.
You need to get away. You need to get away. You, what? You know?
How is it domestic abuse? What? That's crazy talk.
It's not crazy talk. I tell you what, when you listen to this podcast, right, and listen to yourself.
I think you're actually taking the piss, because I can't believe what I'm hearing.
Let me address that. What do you say to people, and there have been a number of them, saying this guy has to be taking the piss, there is no man like this in real life?
No. So why does he let me speak for you there, Killian, because I'm really getting annoyed about this. To suggest that there's no man like this, if you're suggesting that he's controlled, sorry, lads, girls, go out on a night out with your mates and see how many fellas are constantly getting messages from their women. See how many fellas.
But you're saying that as if this is right.
No. I'm not claiming whether it's right or wrong, but I'm saying, look at how many fellas say, oh, I can't have another drink. I have to be, oh, Jesus, I'll be dead if I'm home. You all have friends like Killian. You all have friends like Killian.
He's not allowed out with a 12.
Can I just say something? I can't be the only person whose missus would have an issue with a stag do in Amsterdam.
You're not. Trust me, you're not.
And in fairness, Mary, he isn't the only one whose missus would have an issue with a stag in Amsterdam.
It's not even just Amsterdam. It's other little things that are playing this game. And he's allowed to talk with friends every second night. No.
No, that's only when they're playing games online.
As I said,
Mary, a lot of people saying this guy can't be for real. But as Jeremy said, we all know somebody like this. The point I'm trying to make, Jeremy, is this is not right. You can sing his praises to your heart's content, but this is not right that he is literally being controlled like this. And I'm sorry to say this, Killian, but it strikes me, as Mary is saying, that you are in a coercive, controlling relationship. It's as simple as that. Thank you, Mary. Killian, look, I'm going to wrap this up, but
I'm not going to talk about it here. Killian, I'm going to send you a number to ring in a few moments, and if you want to ring this number, you can ring the number. If you don't want to ring the number, don't, okay?
And what's the number?
It's just a number.
For what?
Doesn't matter for what.
But there's nothing wrong in what's going on in Killian's life, according to you.
No.
Why would he need any number?
I'm
going
to do the responsible thing. Killian may not believe it. There is a lot of you believe that there is something going on. I'm going to send you a number, Killian. Use it if you want to use it. Don't use it if you don't want to use it.
But why would you even send him a number when you don't believe there's anything wrong here?
I'm just sending him a number.
A number four?
Doesn't matter. Sending you a number.
A number four, it doesn't matter, is on its way to you, Killian. Thanks very much indeed. I wish you well, Killian. Thanks very much. Cara!
I feel so bad for Killian. He should run for the hills and not marry her. Oh my gosh, she is a complete and utter narcissist. She didn't let him go to Amsterdam, fair enough. She let him go on a night out and gave him a few bob and checked up on him every 5 minutes, but when she went to Galway for a whole 3 days, she told him, I'll speak to you on Monday, and he said that he didn't hear much about Galway, so God knows what she did. She has his finances and gives him pocket money. He's also only allowed to go online when she tells him. This is absolutely controlling and wild and so concerning. Killian, you sound like a very nice guy, but love is not all you need sometimes. Look up Stockholm Syndrome.
All right, thanks very much indeed. Look up Stockholm Syndrome, she says. Trevor.
What's the story, lads? Trevor here. You know what? This fella, Killian, Jesus Christ, mate, if you need help, blink twice, I'm going to send the lads around. I don't know what the hell is wrong in your relationship, pal. Let's dissect a few things. First of all, you said she gave you money to go on your sags. You don't get out to see your mates that often. Like, what the fuck? Did she have you tied up next to the radiator? And then you said you were allowed one night out and she got to go to Galway for a few days. She saw you missing her phone without you even knowing then. Here, boy, come on. And explain this message. You have so many red flags, mate, you don't even see it. It's actually fucking scary. I think you have, Stockholm Syndrome. No, Munchausen syndrome, sorry. Yeah, you need help, pal. Good luck. All the best, Trevor.
Thank you, Trevor. He's got some syndrome, apparently.
Is he not the male version of...
Yes, he probably is. Bia!
That is just unbelievable that you will marry a person that doesn't trust you. Because she doesn't trust him. If she's not allowed him to go, it's because she doesn't trust him. Because it doesn't matter what his friends do. It's all about him and how you will start a married life with someone who doesn't trust you, because the marriage is based on trust. And if you don't trust the other person, that would be a very hard, you know, relationship to go on in the years. And that would usually fall apart.
All right, Bia, thank you very much indeed for your message. Thank you for all of your messages and for your calls. And as I said, we wish Killian the very best of luck. Before we go, I want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, Irish Tax Rebates. They are the tax agent you can trust. Irish owned with over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot. If you think, if you've paid tax in the last 4 years, chances are you're due some of that tax back in a rebate. So get on to irishtaxrebates.ie, fill out their simple application form, and remember, no rebate, no fees. So what are you waiting for? Visit irishtaxrebates.ie right now. Thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoyed it, please share it onto your own social media platforms and click like or follow, or click on the bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification every time we upload a new episode. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.
Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates, the tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit irishtaxrebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.